At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Padres in Toronto for their day off. I've heard it's a nice city. My brother-in-law lived there for a couple of years. I never got to go visit him while he was there, but I heard a lot of good things about the city of Toronto, Canada.
I've never been.
The province of Ontario.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but good things.
Yeah.
And I just realized, out of all the teams in Major League Baseball that I think I know the least about, it might be the Toronto Blue Jays. I was just going to be like, oh, the Blue Jays. I mean, I know the stars. I know the guys that they have. I don't have any idea how they're doing
Vlad
so
Guerrero,
far.
Bo Bichette.
Yeah. They've got Jose Berrios. I don't know. How are they doing so far?
I think they're slightly under 500, maybe. Like
recipe for disaster.
They've always been in the American League.
Yeah, they're 2024.
Yeah, they're slightly under 500 in the division. Just, you know, 5 games behind the Yankees. Just okay. Sitting there like they always are.
Yeah, just hanging around.
Underperforming slightly.
Should we buy? Should we sell? What should we do? They're the team that went out and got Anthony Santander, who's been absolutely atrocious. I fully expect him to get on track.
They wanted better players, and then they had to settle for lesser free agents.
They really shot for the stars.
Couldn't land the big ones.
They wanted Shohei. Many people thought they had Shohei. They've gone after the big guns for sure. They just haven't been able to land anybody really. So. Yeah, interesting. Interesting to see how this series will play out. It's, you know, again, we're way above 500. They're 2 games below. And again, another American League team. This scares the crap out of me because we can't
against American League teams.
Can't beat those AL East teams.
You know, the weird stat from earlier this morning, the Padres have 14 of their 18 losses against American League teams, which eventually they'll stop playing them because you play way fewer interleague games than you do National League. It's just crazy that the Padres have played a majority of their games so far this season against American League opponents. 24 games against American League opponents, 21 games against National League opponents.
My guess is that they it's a city that they all like traveling to. We'll talk to Jesse Agler about it tomorrow, about what he thinks about Toronto. Yes, the customs thing is probably a bit of a pain, but other than that, Benny, I hear it's a beautiful, clean city. Everyone's really cool. It seems, you know, really modern.
And probably a nice time of the year to be there here in May. So, I would think it's kind of a fun one to have an extra day off.
Oh, yeah.
Get rested, get right, and start fresh tomorrow when they open a 3-game series against the Blue Jays. We'll talk more about the matchup tomorrow, but Dylan Cease is scheduled to throw the opener to that 3-game series. Mike Schilt did name his starting pitchers for the entire series. He doesn't always do that, but was kind enough to name Dylan Cease, Randy Vasquez, and let's see, who was starting on Thursday?
It was Colek.
Colek's still in there. So he's just going to keep running right now. And then maybe we'll see you, Darvish, against the Atlanta Braves over the weekend.
Who are hot, by the way.
Hotter than they were,
yep,
for sure. After losing their first 7, they've bounced back to climb right around 500 at least. And they activated Spencer Strider, by the way, off the injured list.
We'll miss him, though. I think.
If they pitch him early in the week, he might be able to pitch on the weekend, or if they wait a day or two.
I'm not sure. Hancock was tough. Wait till you see. Let me introduce you to Spencer Strider. Great. Great. We've been lucky, man. We've missed some of the big guns from a lot of teams. Missed Skeens, who had a great outing over the weekend. We missed. Who else did we miss? I mean, we missed all the Mariners.
They were injured. Yep. Potters have missed a bunch of aces so far this year. Doesn't necessarily seem to help them that much, though.
Well, I mean, nine games over. Be all right.
Yeah. All right. Left field. We saw three different left fielders in three games. Mike Schilt, who on Friday when he joined us, remained fairly staunch in his, you know, defense of Jason Hayward and everything he brings to the table, the leadership, the defense, the plays that he has made, and the fact that he plays for nothing really but winning teams. What is it he said? Made the playoffs in 10 of the 16 seasons that he's been in Major League Baseball. So, Scooble.
We missed Scooble. Yeah.
Generally, big league teams with Jason Hayward on the roster have good years. But we did see now, as Dennis Lynn mentioned, it's what, three out of the last four games, Jason Hayward has not started against right-handers in left field. They gave Brandon Lockridge a couple of chances. They gave Gavin Sheets a chance. No one's necessarily, you know, taken the bull by the horns and wrested the job away from Jason Hayward either, which continues to make me feel like the future left fielder for this Padres team is just not in the organization right now.
I've said this for years. I need money. Just brings it up in the chat. We've said it. We've said it on this program for maybe 6 years that Jake Cronenworth should be an outfielder. That's something. If you're going to put Jose Iglesias out there, put Iglesias at second and put Crony out in left field. There's no question he could do it. None. He's one of those guys that look at and go, I don't think he'd have even the slightest bit of problem playing left field. I don't know that he'd want to. You know, I'd probably not would be my guess. But I think he would be able to do it. Yeah, and like I Need Money says, him with no left field experience can't be worse than Sheets and left. I couldn't agree more. Jake is extremely athletic, extremely. Makes incredible plays at second base. Plays second base really well. But if you need to make a move out there, why wouldn't you consider that?
Are you better off with Jose Iglesias in your lineup every day? Now,
that's the thing.
Iglesias has not gotten off to a great start here with the Padres. Now, if you get last
year's... He didn't have an AB for a week, though.
If you get last year's version of Jose Iglesias from the Mets, who's hitting over .320, yeah, you better find a way to get him into the lineup. And one way to do that would be to potentially move Jake Cronenworth to left field. Now, my gut wants to be the devil's advocate here. Why don't you do that? The only thing that I can come up with is, why haven't we ever seen it?
Never.
We've never even seen it in spring training.
It's not even been considered.
It really has not been even thought of generally as an option that's been floated out there.
I really thought that was going to be his spot.
Both you and I if you're going to try Sheets out there, you really wouldn't try Cronenworth.
Run through the list of guys that have gone out and played left field over the last 6 years. And then you're like, well, why them and not Crony? I always thought, you know, the super sub, the Chris Taylors of the world.
I mean, he's got some speed out there.
I gotta
ask him next time we see him. When was the last time you took a fly ball in left field? Like, have they ever asked you?
I feel like I've asked him that question before, and he said it really hadn't been broached.
He's always been so willing to do whatever
they need.
The organization has asked. They've moved him around a bunch. He hasn't complained at all.
He's played short, second, first. Played almost everywhere in the infield.
Yeah.
I do wonder if they've. I think he's got a good enough arm.
I mean, left field doesn't need the best outfield arm. It's the shortest throws, and he's got a good enough arm to play short occasionally. He should have a good enough arm to be out in left field.
You definitely asked him, would he like to?
No.
Is that something he would ever do? I don't know if they've, I mean, on a backfield in Arizona. When was the last time? Have they ever asked him, hey, why don't you just see how it feels?
It's so funny because it has always made sense in my mind's eye. It just has always, always made sense. Like, Crony to left. He's almost a perfect left fielder.
I mean, if you wanted to do it right, you tell him at the beginning of the offseason.
Yeah. Get some
work in. Have him work in all offseason, spring training. You get him ready for it. The worst way to do it is, our left fielder has been struggling for a month and a half.
Go play left.
That's not how you want to handle things, but desperate times do call for desperate measures. And while this feels like a desperate measure, it also does make a lot of sense, Woods.
Angela says, I just nodded. Ben is the devil's advocate and the devil's food advocate, if you missed that earlier.
I had to defend devil's food cake against these two chocolate cake haters in here. Ooh. On National Devil's Food Cake Day.
The devil's food advocate.
Also likes the devil's lettuce.
He loves the devil's lettuce.
Loose cannabis?
So much. Yeah, I need money. We work for Profar, 100%. 100%.
Cody just feels like he's the ultimate utility guy.
Just throw him out there.
See what happens.
I think he'd be great.
Tell him how easy it is. Wash.
You got three.
It's incredibly hard.
Three converted, essentially shortstops out in your outfield. Yeah. I thought that was the dream. I thought that's why you signed all these shortstops, because they can play anywhere. That was what I was told.
When you got six Jackson short Merrill's ruined this because we all feel like, hey, you know, Jackson can do it.
Yeah.
Anyone else can
and
do
Toddy,
this.
And I mean, how about Javi Baez right now? Javi Baez was like one of the worst players in baseball. He moves out to center field and, you know, he's just crushing right now, having the time of his life out there in center. I don't know, something to consider, certainly, and not lost on this show for the last, you know, at least 5 years.
But ultimately, you can tell just from his comments with us, Mike Shildt is probably the organization's most staunch Jason Hayward defender. And now we saw Mike Shildt put a bunch of lineups in without Jason Hayward. So even Mike Shildt, who recognizes his value more than anyone, is having trouble justifying a spot in the lineup for Jason Hayward on a daily basis.
Exactly.
That's got to tell you something about where the organization is headed in left field.
Yeah, maybe Jake Cronenworth is the solution. It's made too much sense for me for them never do it over the last
but
few
it's
years.
Not that they haven't even done it. It's that they haven't
talked
even really
it.
Talked about it.
Not to us.
There's never been any, you know, like floated ideas like we may do this at some point. They floated Jake Cronenworth pitching more than they have floated Jake Cronenworth in the outfield.
I mean, they will give any 40-year-old a $1 million chance on a minor league contract to try to play left field.
Yep.
Anything other than Cronenworth.
Yeah. Yeah, huh. I mean, I know he likes playing second base, and you know, he had a couple of rough throws lately, but I'm confident when they hit the ball his way, he's going to make the play. But yeah, man, if you've got a guy that can play second like Jose Iglesias can, yeah, just to maybe get different looks, whatever, makes your team that much more valuable. It's made way too much sense on this show for many years, so I don't expect them to make that change in the, you know, quarter season down.
Now, it made even more sense when you had Ha-Sung Kim on your roster,
100%.
And you were overloaded.
And Xander Bogaerts,
actually makes less sense now. You're relying on Jose Iglesias to carry a lot of the heavy lifting at the bottom of the lineup to make this work. I do think right now he is your best option, though.
I don't know why he hasn't gotten it. He finally got in the other day, but like...
Had a couple hits yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know why he hasn't... I don't know. We're not in there. Does somebody fall out of favor with the manager? Does somebody... they're not feeling well. My knee's banged. You know, that we don't know about. Not really, don't need an IL, can pinch hit if you need me, can play an inning if you need me. We have no idea, really, the real story with most of these guys. It's all speculation, but... Yeah, I think I like Jose Iglesias hitting in the nine more than I like Maldonado, Lockridge, Wade. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's a better option for the San Diego Padres.
Diaz 8, Iglesias 9 ahead of then if you're going to leave Tatis in the leadoff spot. I like that idea as well, but it would have required Jake moving to the outfield if that was going to happen on a regular basis.
Brandon went and looked it up. He said even the minors, he only played once in left field when he was in the Rays system. Logged all of six innings. That was back in 2015. Yeah. But, I mean, again, it has always made sense to me. It's always looked – he always has looked like a friggin' left fielder to me.
While we're at it, just give anybody that's not locked into a position an outfielder's glove. We'll just do a gauntlet of tryouts out in left field.
Yeah.
Luis Campusano.
Try not to lose that glove into the outfield
over the wall.
Oh, my God.
No, it's, you know, listen, we're grasping at straws here because that's what you do when you get swept at home by the Mariners. So.
I was thinking, though, earlier, like,
played more corner outfield for the Padres than Jake Cronenworth.
Joe Musgrove has played more left field than Jake Cronenworth.
That's a good point, too.
Well, Scala says maybe no arm. He's got as good an arm as anybody that's been out there, if
he
not better.
He was a pitcher.
He threw like 96.
In college.
Yeah. Yeah, he's closer.
He's got an arm.
He's got an arm on him.
I was thinking earlier in the show, though, about all of our preseason concerns for this team.
Yes.
And I feel like a lot of them, like about half of them have been answered, and half of them, as expected, we're still wondering.
Yeah.
Like, we had questions about what the back of the rotation was going to look like. I've been pretty impressed overall with the rotation. Depth, obviously, was going to be a concern. You look at left field and catcher, we knew those were going to be two black holes on this team with guys on the roster, so depth, I guess, by definition, but not any depth that you're comfortable in.
Right.
And here we are, you know, nearly 2 months into the season now, and I don't know that we have any answers on left field or catcher.
Catcher's been not quite the black hole I thought it was going to be. It's been more of a gray hole. It's not all the way black. Left field's been a black hole.
It's like a dark gray
hole. It's
charcoal.
But other teams also have similar colored holes behind the plate.
All right, enough talking about other teams' holes. Thank you on a Monday, Benjamin.
Not other teams, just our team's holes.
They're the only holes I'm concerned about are here. Hole talk.
Local holes.
Yeah, local holes.
We only talk about local holes on this show.
You like holes out there?
And donut holes.
That's a funny word. Hole.
If you put a W in front of it, it becomes way
holes,
less.
Yes, it's true.
Way less funny.
That's true. Whole milk.
But if you think about it without the W, it's funny.
Whole milk.
Whole milk.
Please go to break.
We still have we have some Padres tickets we're going to give away on our next segment for the game against the Marlins coming up next Tuesday when they return home from their current road trip to Toronto and Atlanta. So stay tuned for that. Paulie's got some Rindle Report headlines, including a major contract extension for an NFL quarterback, at least in the works, being finalized. Haven't gotten to that as well, so we can get to all of that coming up. And there was that rumor. I know you don't like to talk about it. The Padres targeting Shohei Ohtani for trade back in 2022.
Yeah, why are we revisiting this?
I don't know.
Let me tell you about the time I almost French kissed Renee Sadlow. Let me tell you about that, guys.
Well, are we? Is that
we like just getting kicked squarely?
Did they dodge a bullet or did they miss an opportunity?
Who?
If they had traded Jackson Merrill for Shohei Ohtani,
us?
Yeah. Would we be happy or less happy today?
I mean, I'd take Shohei at the top of my lineup. Well, yeah, but you guys?
Would you have re-signed him though? Would you have been able to? Or we'd have just been a rental, just like
probably would have been
Juan
like
Soto
a Soto-esque,
and you would have lost.
I'm happy with Jackson.
Decade of Jackson Merrill. I think the Padres dodged a bullet potentially by not trading Jackson Merrill.
It's a futile exercise. It makes me want to stab myself every time we do this. What could have been? What might have been? It isn't. It's not. I don't know why Ken wrote. I'm yelling at Ken Rosenthal.
I'm glad that it wasn't, honestly.
Honestly, the only guy that screwed up is Artie Moreno. He's the only one that messed up. We're happy. The Dodgers are happy. Everybody's happy but Artie.
Yeah.
He's the only one in this that screwed up. And I'm sure Angel fans are like, yes, please keep kicking us while we're,
I don't know. And that story came out on, was it Friday, I think? It was very much acknowledge it, and then move on, because it was nothing new. It was nothing we didn't already know.
There was nothing we didn't know, other than maybe Jackson Merrill wasn't included, or he could have gotten Jackson Merrill.
I assume Jackson Merrill was involved in every trade the Padres have made in the last 5 years, or as long as he's been in the system.
AJ Preller went strongly after Shohei Ohtani when he came over from Japan.
Everybody knew that.
There was nothing that changed about Shohei Ohtani that would have stopped him from going after him in a trade.
Only probably made it worse for AJ.
Just wanted him even more than he did before.
Would you do a segment, Ben's Favorite Holes? That's a decent golf segment.
Yeah. No, that is a good segment. Ben's, I didn't realize it was a golf segment.
That's what I was talking about. I don't know where your mind went, but mine was,
thinking it was
Ben's
donut segment.
Or Ben's Favorite Holes.
All right, we've got more still to come. First, though, I want to tell you about SDFatLoss.com.
Speaking of donuts?
Yes, exactly. Well, I might have had a few too many over the years, and when I looked in the mirror a couple of years ago, I realized something needs to be done. I'm not a big fan of diets. I do enjoy eating. But with SDFatLoss.com, I was able to keep eating real foods. I had tried the other programs that make you buy bunch of bars and eat like four of them during the day, and I hated it. I really did. And then once I ended the program, I had lost weight, but I started going back to real food and my habits were bad still. With SDFatLoss.com, I ate real foods. It helped me change my habits. I now eat better going forward, and I have maintained my weight loss, 40 pounds in 60 days. That's 10 to 20% of my body weight in 60 days. That's what you can expect as well. Up to a pound of fat per day with no exercise and no drugs or injections. Simply go to sdfatloss.com, schedule your free consultation, talk to a counselor. They'll tell you how the program will work for you, how much weight you can lose in the 60 days. And right now, get $200 off the spring special, still happening in May. You'll have the weight off still by the end of July. You're going to be feeling great. There's still going to be 2-3 months of warm summer weather in San Diego. So do it today. Don't wait any longer. Go to sdfatloss.com. Results may vary.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Big news for you guys out there. Just got approved. This morning, got the email from our boss, Adam Klug, that off the air with Ben and Woods, the Adam Klug suggested Ben and Woods extra podcast, video podcast. We're going to do it on YouTube. YouTube show is going to be, we got the name approved by legal and whatnot. So we're going to start in June.
We haven't talked about this.
We mentioned it once. We did it when Major Garrett was in. We talked about the corporate overlords coming and asking us to do more work.
Right, because he was also going to be doing more work for his corporate overlords.
And I said, that's funny you mentioned, because our corporate overlord, Adam Klug, came to us yesterday. This was at the time, yesterday, and pitched this idea. And I think I surprised him by saying, yeah, sounds good. I didn't fight him at all. And he said, it's your show. You can talk about anything you want. I think we might have found our first story. Potentially. Did you see the story that came out over the weekend about Joe Exotic? Remember him from Tiger King on Netflix? It happened during the pandemic.
I remember him.
Everyone pretended to get way into it.
Like the rest of the America, after the pandemic, I stopped thinking about him entirely.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. Well, his the story dropped over the weekend. His husband has officially been taken to ICE detention for deportation. And that's, you know, a sad story in and of its own right. But what caught my fancy, Ben, was the picture that he posted next to it. I don't know how to describe it. This would be better served for Off the Air with Ben and Woods. How would you describe it, Ben?
I'm hesitant to even...
Yeah, I don't even know if I'd show it. He left him, let's say that
it's
you're...
like an elementary school art project.
Let's say your wife writes you a love letter, and she puts lipstick on and she kisses the back of it, and it's her lip imprints. Well, these weren't his lips that he imprinted to leave for Joe Exotic. Can you use your imagination? We were just talking holes almost exclusively in the last segment.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. That's it. That's what he left. He left him.
I don't even know.
Booty, rocking everywhere.
I
don't even want to think how will you accomplish that?
I thought about it the entire break of how the legit. I'm always fascinated by logistics. How do the logistics of that work? Is it an ink pad?
I think it's like it's like a thumbprint.
But not a thumb.
A thumb has easy access to a piece of paper.
Well, I thought for our show we could do something else and hold it up. Guess whose blank this is, and you just slap it against the paper.
I don't think that's what Adam had in mind.
He said we can do whatever we want.
He did say that.
He encouraged non-sports.
Non-sports, whatever you want.
Lean into whatever you guys want. Said preferably not politics, and honestly, preferably not sports. Just do you.
Do whatever you want.
For however long, once a month.
Yeah.
So we'll make our own prints before the show and then show them.
But not of that. Of the other. And then hold it up. Right, and say, all right, guess who's who based on this imprint. Now, Ben was concerned in the break. He said, that would be tough to do because then, you know, if you put it on the paper, it would look like Jackson Pollock painted it. And I said, no. What you do is you cover it in ink, not loose paint. You're not dipping it into loose paint and then throwing it on the paper so it looks like Jackson Pollock. You're like you've never been arrested. They take your thumb and they roll it in the ink, and then you have to roll it on the paper.
You used to set your phone, have to do that where it would scan.
Yeah, Touch ID.
Yeah, like Touch
ID. I mean, everyone's been, I've had a notary that's thumbprinted me before to get a marriage license or something.
That's fair.
Certainly happened.
So what do you think about that idea? And then we hold it up and people guess.
Don't love that idea.
All right. But it'd be messy.
I just think it would be impossible. I still don't think it would be impossible.
I think we could get it done. I brought ink pads for everyone. Everyone gets their own fresh ink pad. We do not have to share said ink pad. So just an idea, Adam. These are the kind of things we're kicking around.
The cleanup sounds kind of
cleanup is just kind of
too.
A nightmare. Yeah.
So it's these not are saying don't dip your ink in the company.
Don't dip your pen.
Don't dip your pen in the company ink pad.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's literally what we'd
That's literally what we'd be doing. But again, he wanted us to explore the space. This is us exploring the space.
This segment of Bennett Woods is brought to you by Eliminite Termite. I'm sure they're extremely proud. The Orange Oil Experts. Very proud of bringing you this segment.
Stereo City just canceled. This is Stereo Effing City, man.
Have termites. Eliminite Termite inspects, treats, and repairs termite damage, all with a full structural warranty. Their orange oil treatment is safe for people, pets, and the planet. No tent, no move out. Protect your home naturally. Schedule a free inspection at EliminateTermite.com.
No tent. Thanks a lot, Padres. Appreciate it. Padres, this is on you guys, man.
We'd also like to provide you with two tickets to next Tuesday's game against the Miami Marlins. We also have to do that right now as we are getting late in the show. So be the fifth caller at 833-288-0973. Fifth caller, 833-288-0973. Win two games for the contest against the Marlins on May 27th. Hoodies are back. First 40,000 fans in attendance will receive a free Padres military hoodie. For the first time ever, the hoodie will feature a print similar to the Salute to Service Sunday jerseys. Get tickets at padres.com/tickets or win them now at 833-288-0973. All right, Paulie's got our Rindle Report. The 49ers with a big weekend in the NFL. That is coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEGE 000466. For a full list of games and rules, play at 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
Yeah, that was a tough transition.
Yes,
Steve,
it was. You're usually pretty good.
Try to get through that. Now we transition to talking about 7 Mile Casino. It's our place to play cards in San Diego. It should be yours as well. First factor, convenience. It is so easy to get to. It is a short drive down the 5 freeway, just 7 minutes from Petco Park. You can be sitting down and playing some of your favorite card games.
Yep, love California-style blackjack the most. That's my game of choice, but they got Pai Gow, Baccarat, Texas Hold'em in a smoke-free environment as well. It's just a place that when you go and you feel good. When you walk in, you know you're going to get some good food. You're going to get treated well. And it's little things. It's like the parking. You don't have to park in a big garage and walk and valet. Like, you just walk inside and play, eat your lunch, get out of there. Do whatever you want to do, man. Great place to watch a game. Great place to hang out.
And they love high-limit players as well. If you like playing cards, you're willing to wager a little bit more, they will spread a bigger game for you with the great dealers, the great comfortable seats. They know how to take care of their big-time players. They want you to be feeling at home at 7 Mile Casino. So it's kind of a very home-like atmosphere in terms of it's not dark, it's not dingy, it's light. It's you feel like you're okay when you go there, even during the day. One of the things I love about 7 Mile Casino, check it out today at 7 Mile, just 7 minutes from downtown.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Padres heading to Toronto and Atlanta. Just saw a tweet that Adam sent us. Looks like Ronald Acuna Jr. Speculation was he might return early this week, but he's still on minor league rehab assignment. Could, according to Lindsey Crosby, come back on Friday against the San Diego Padres make his season debut.
Welcome back.
Might give him a whole week in the minors and come back next week as well. I don't care. You know what? If they're going to face the Braves, might as well face the...
Yeah, face the best.
Face the Braves at some point.
You'd have to get those guys out at some point.
I would think so. They already won the season series by sweeping them all four at Petco Park to start the year. But if they face him, they face him. If they don't, they don't. Padres are going to have to learn how to beat the teams that are in front of them if they want to get where they are going. So we'll see how that road trip plays out for the San Diego Padres starting tomorrow. Toronto, Rogers Center, formerly the Sky Dome.
Excruciating for me because I what time does the game start?
4:07.
Little League game starts at 4. Yeah. And then team party after.
Oh, well.
I'll be listening.
You won't be locked in as usual.
That's true.
To the game tomorrow.
Damn it.
Paulie and I'll make sure all the holes are covered.
Phil, please cover my holes.
We will cover your holes.
Thank you, Ben.
All right, Paulie's got his Rindle Report, final headlines of the show. Right after one last check of traffic with Kelly here on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
Happy Monday, gentlemen. How we doing?
Fantastic.
All right. Let's get started. A lot of hole talk. One hole that the San Francisco 49ers do not have to worry about for the foreseeable future is a hole at quarterback on their depth chart. They have agreed to a long-term extension with Brock Purdy, a 5-year, $265 million deal. I believe this was reported on Friday afternoon with Adam Schefter breaking the news. 5 years, $265. That includes $181 million in overall guaranteed bucks. And I was reading here, of course, Brock Purdy. He is known as Mr. Irrelevant. He was the last pick in the 2022 NFL draft. 3 years later, nearly $300 million to his name. It says here on ESPN.com that Purdy earned $2.6 million total.
Wow.
Over his first three NFL seasons. That made him the NFL's 76th highest paid quarterback over that span. And now his new contract will have an average salary of $53 million a year.
So the argument can be made, and I'm not saying it's true, but you can certainly make the argument that Brock Purdy was the most underpaid player in football. A quarterback, competent, led his team to the playoffs, you know, Super Bowl. I mean, he was more than anything they could have dreamed of and playing for next to nothing.
Yeah.
And now you can make the argument, might be the most overpaid player in football. At $55 million a year, a guy who was taken as Mr. Irrelevant and is, honestly, a lot of people don't think good enough to put a team on his back. You know, he's as good as the surrounding weapons that he has. Again, that's kind of Brock Purdy slander, but you can certainly make that argument. Woods, I don't know about you. Would you rather be known for being massively underpaid or massively overpaid?
Overpaid.
You want to be overpaid.
So much.
Well, the good part about being overpaid, of course, is the money.
Yeah.
It's really, really good for being overpaid. But everything else, the expectations from fans, the organization, probably internally.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing really changes for Brock Purdy. He comes back. He's the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers. The exact same job he's been doing. But I think it's always easier in your own mind to know, hey, I'm doing a great job. Plus, I'm getting underpaid for this. They should feel lucky to have me at this price. All of a sudden, you come back and you go, I'm making $55 million. I need to do more. I'm not carrying my weight. Yeah. I need to do so much more than I was doing. He really can't do any more than he's been doing. He's just still the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers. Can't really probably study more film. Can't really do anything else. But now he's getting paid 50 plus times what he was getting paid to do the exact same job.
It's the interesting thing about the NFL salary cap. You know, you look at it and you go, man, look at the top 10 paid quarterbacks in the league. And you're like, I don't know, I'd want like four of those guys to be the quarterback of our team if we had one, honestly. And That's just what happens because there's so few of them to go around. And
it's just when it's your turn, you're going to break the record of
exactly
most guaranteed money or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't want to, you know, again, like he knows the offense. Yes, you could absolutely let him walk. You could 100% let him walk, stay in that San Francisco 49er vein of, no, we're not going to overpay for a quarterback. We'll draft a guy, develop a guy, we'll get Kirk Cousins, you know, even though he's massively overpaid, you know what I'm saying, some journeyman to come in and run the offense, hand the ball off to Christian McCaffrey. But they for whatever reason, thought this is our guy. We're kind of backed in this corner. We have to do it.
I mean, if Odyssey started paying us, I don't know, $5 million a year.
Yeah.
To do this job,
yeah.
Wouldn't you feel like you need to do more than you had been doing?
No doubt,
I would. I would.
Hello, my darling. I would be awful. Right? You think I'm bad now?
New YouTube shows and everything.
New roundtables and stuff. All that. Yeah,
daily roundtable.
I mean, imagine how bad you would feel if you made $5 million a year for this job, and you're like, I got a migraine. I'm not coming in today. You know what I mean? Sorry,
it would be tough.
Terrible.
He made $2.6 million total over 3 years.
And got his ass handed to him, like, physically, you know, like, it's
$2.6 million. He'll make $2.9 million a week now this new deal. That's just
crazy.
That is nuts. All right, that's it for sports. Want to talk about this story. Now, we talk a lot about trends and weird or funny videos that we find off of the internet, and a lot of those come from TikTok. So I know there's a lot of parents out there who may have children who are addicted to TikTok, or at least spend more time than they would like their children to be on TikTok. And TikTok is rolling out a new feature they've just announced over the weekend. It's a new feature that will prompt teenagers to stop scrolling and start meditating instead. So if your kid is on TikTok after 10 p.m., they will see an alert in their For You feed that offers guided meditation, like a meditation program to help them fall asleep. And then if they continue to keep scrolling, they'll get hit with a second prompt that fills out the entire screen.
If there's one thing I know that kids like, is being able, they like being told to stop doing something and start doing something more healthy for them. That's one thing I have learned.
But if you're, it's only, you don't want to do it when your parents tell you to do it. Now TikTok's telling you to do it.
And I guess if TikTok tells you, it must be gospel.
I don't know. They have, our phones have the screen time feature.
Yeah.
We could look at it at the end of the week. I completely ignore it. I don't get the notification.
I don't want to see it.
I don't want to know how much time I spent on my screen this week.
It's the worst because
it's just gonna. It's not gonna change my behavior. It's just gonna make me feel worse about myself.
Yeah, it's hard because I'm a massive hypocrite. Massive. My wife is as well, you know, and I'm going to be a hypocrite when I tell my son, hey, get off your phone. It's less screen time. He's gonna be like, you're joking. You're joking right now. He'll be like, do as I say, not as I do, pal. Because we've discussed at length. He will not have a smartphone until he's 18 years old. We don't care what he says. He's going to have the flip phone that he can call, text. You know, it's not going to be pics of his wiener flying around or anything like that. Like, both of them. Like, we can't have it, man. Cannot risk it. You know, all that stuff. Like, and as much as we like to spoil our kids, that's just one thing we are, like, dug in about. Because I can't have my kids on screens for 16 hours a day. I just can't. Like, it just... Anytime they get a screen, their brain
turn into zombies.
They're zombies.
Yeah. TikTok Communications said a couple of days ago, today we're launching an in-app guided meditation exercises for our entire community and expanding our mental health education fund to $7.3 million. These updates build on our work to champion well-being and enhance reliable mental health information from trusted sources on TikTok. The parent company, they tested the feature out with a handful of teenagers earlier in the year and said only 2% of teenagers turned that feature off.
Interesting.
So they were at least aware of it and using it a little bit. Everybody will get it on their TikTok feed automatically, and it'll be available for adults too, but if you're under 18 on your account, it'll be turned on by default.
It's honestly part of the reason that I... part of the reason why I didn't go down the TikTok rabbit hole was because I've heard that it is like the world's biggest time suck. Now, I used to have a lot of time on Twitter. A lot of time on Instagram. Those are massive time. I'm like, I can't add another time suck to my already time sucked screen addicted day.
See, I use, obviously, X, Twitter a lot. But I feel like it's always to further, like, my job. Yeah. I'm not doing it for entertainment.
Oh, I like to mess with people.
See, I don't do that so much. I'm just looking for news and stories constantly. Mad. Now, do I spend a lot of time on there? Yeah, I do. But I don't do it, like, just for my personal edification. I feel like I'm doing it to stay up on topics and current events and
of course.
Which I think is okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then finally, I got a story here out of Pennsylvania. Now, when I was in elementary school, one of my favorite days was always when it was somebody's birthday, because when you were a kid, you always had to bring, you know, 30 cupcakes or 30 whatever, like enough for the class, and we celebrated your birthday that
Devil's
day.
Food cake cupcakes, perhaps. Devil's food
like,
cake.
Oh, great, it's Ben's birthday again. I guess we all have to suck down this disgusting devil's food.
Now, I don't know if this was actually a birthday celebration or not. Investigation underway at a Pennsylvania school district, the Greater Johnstown School District, after a kindergarten student at the elementary school brought some Jell-O for their students.
Okay.
And they were...
A student brought...
Provided, like, sent their kid to school with treats for the class.
Jell-O.
And they were Jell-O.
Love Jell-O.
In small cups.
Yeah.
They were Jell-O shots.
Jell-O shots. Like yes. Jell-O shots as well.
That's inappropriate.
Probably not good idea for kindergartners, but the superintendent of the school district said once staff learned about this situation, immediate action was taken. All of the kindergartners were taken to the nurse's office for evaluation, and then out of an abundance of caution, EMS was called and took all the kids to a local hospital because they had just devoured a bunch of Jell-O shots. Alcoholic Jell-O shots.
How many Jell-O shots would it take to get, like, my 7-year-old drunk? One?
Maybe two.
Two?
One would get him down the road pretty good.
Two, it's been ages, bro.
Two, you'd probably be pretty toasted at seven.
College, it was such a college bit, just sucking the Jell-O out
of
there.
How much alcohol is in a Jell-O
shot? It depends.
Shot.
I think it depends. Sometimes you taste it and you're like, dude, what is your problem? Yeah. Yeah, it's up to the dealer. Dealer's choice.
Are you watering it down or not?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
you need
put it this
some
way.
Water or it won't gel, right?
Right.
You
if can't just Ben brought Jell-O
vodka.
Shots or if Woods brought Jell-O
they'd
shots,
probably taste
they would
different.
Probably taste a little bit different.
They probably would.
Mine would be very Jell-O forward.
Yeah, Jell-O forward. Mine would be more vodka forward. I do like them, though.
Pauly, thank you very much.
Thank you, Pauly.
You're very welcome.
We totally dropped the ball on a favor that was asked of us from down the hall. So I'm going to...
Whoops.
Tomorrow, we're going to have our friend John Flint in, but I want to let everybody
we forgot
know
about that?
What they're doing. Right now at KSON, John and Tammy Service Pet for a Vet, they are trying to raise $35,000 to provide a service pet for a local veteran with PTSD. It can be very helpful. It's just a... That's a battle buddy. They call him right by their side. You can go to odyssey.com/KSON to find some details on how they are trying to raise money. But they share some stories throughout the week of experiences that vets have and how much these service animals can actually help and change their lives.
No doubt.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to make sure we get the message out today that you can start doing that, look into that. If you want to wait until tomorrow when John comes and tells some of his own stories, we will definitely have him in studio. But it's all this week. They're doing their John and Tammy service pet for a vet. It's a really good cause, and it takes that much to actually, like, train the proper kind of animal, get it to the right, you know, person. So, I mean, it's very costly, and they ask all their listeners to just help out with a little bit doing it this week. So wanted to make sure we at least mentioned it before we got off the air today and turned things over to Braden.
Definitely, and obviously the off night tonight. So what's on the agenda? I always like to ask, what are we watching tonight? Have you finished the Shooting Guards
yet?
Yeah,
Shooting Guards was really good. You're right. I do feel really bad for Javaris Crittenden, kind of, even though...
Yes and no.
He certainly made mistakes.
Well, if you haven't watched it yet, it's on Netflix. It's called Shooting Guards. It's about Javaris Crittenden and Gilbert Arenas. And you remember the incident with the gun in the locker room, guns, plural. It's really well done. It's really eye-opening.
I found myself sympathizing with somebody that had a pretty gnarly
I know. History. I would have been driven crazy if Gilbert Arenas was my teammate and I had to deal with him every day.
I would have lost my mind.
I would have, too.
Yeah. I fully, like, got where he was coming from.
I wouldn't have gone the length that Chris
did. You would have sent a strongly worded email to HR.
Gilbert Arenas nowadays would be considered the vibes guy.
Yeah, just vibes guy. The exactly. Yeah.
There's a love. Like, you can go too far.
It's too far. Go watch it tonight.
I kind of want to start Wrexham again. I love that show. I really do. It's back out with a new season, so I might do that tonight. All right, that's it for us. Thank you to Pauly Rindel, our executive producer, Stephen Woods. I'm Ben Higgins. Braden's coming up next. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. for more Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.